Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Want to invite you out to this year's third annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show being held July 1st, 7 p.m. over at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. This year's lineup includes Hounds, the Royal Furs, Forgetting January, and Bald Eagle Mountain, hosted by comedian John Venegoni. We'll have Gorilla Street Food also there, sling up some delicious meals from their food truck, and sponsored by Four Hands Brewery. So local music, local food, local beer, and local venue. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out, $8 in advance, $10 day of show, and we're going to have a great time. I'm really, really excited about this, and we can't wait to see you there. All details can be found at rockpaperpodcast.com or firebirdstl.com. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Today I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out over there at the Dot Zack Building in the Grand Center area in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Hey, come by this Friday, June 30th. All new music happy hour going on. New records in store from The Cure, Shaky Graves, Stone Sour, Dave Matthews Band, Beach House, Cranberries, and Bruce Springsteen and more. You can find full listing of details all at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all kinds of exclusive deals and giveaways and stuff. Shop local, everybody. It's a beautiful record store located right here in St. Louis. Yeah, help them out. Shop local, support these local bands, check out their local music selection. And again, shop online 24/7, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is James.
And I am Colt of the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast.
And you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Cerebral Entertainment Podcast.
That's correct.
That's right.
Hey, welcome to the show, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, you guys want to properly introduce yourselves for those listening so they know your voices?
I am Colt.
And I am James, and we are the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast.
How'd you guys come up with that name, man?
That name is a culmination of some meeting of the minds with Colt and myself, I guess. The idea for our podcast, we wanted something that was a little bit heady, you know, a little bit on the, I don't want to say intellectual, but one thing that we come together, we discussed, we couldn't hardly stand about a lot of, like, your media nowadays is the one-sidedness, the lack of critical thought. You know, it's more like this forcible, you know, push for whatever one's idea is. And we wanted a platform for ideas in general so that we could get together and discuss both sides of an issue or both sides of something that I like or that he likes or that Joe Schmo likes or whoever, and just kind of be able to put that out on the platform and just, you know, talk about the idea itself without having any kind of a bias or any kind of an agenda. Mm-hmm. And so Cerebral to us was just that idea. You know, it just encapsulates that idea of using one's, you know, mental capacities in order to, you know, just talk about stuff and have a good time with it, even if you may not like it or agree or what have you, just a way to put people's voices out there, including our own.
And then honestly, the word entertainment just came from, we were thinking the word cerebral, if you're looking it up on iTunes or something like that, if somebody's just typing in something random looking for a podcast, most people aren't going to be typing in the word cerebral or anything like that. So that's really where the word entertainment came from. Cause I'm like, if you type in entertainment, that, you know, that's a good word for somebody to pull up, you know, and, then we just kind of mix the words together, which Cerebral, just the brand itself, is something that James has had in his mind for years now that he's mm-hmm. wanted to use. And it just kind of was a good culmination of the two. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And you guys, like we sort of a part two. Mm-hmm. You guys just had me on your show, but so we kind of talked about a little bit of it. But I thought it'd be cool to kind of focus on more of what you guys are up to and your start and all this. But so when you guys only been at it for short time now, right?
Just finished with episode 22.
Yeah.
So to put a time frame on that, what would you say? 6 months.
Yeah, December-ish, yeah. I think was when our first episode was.
Yeah. So we had some episodes that didn't make the cut from the beginning. You know, like we were discussing earlier, we had one of those little cheap microphones. It had the bendy, you know, the stock on it was really bendy. And yeah. So the microphone piece was just about maybe an inch and a half big. And so we had to both lean in when we were trying to talk, you know, so we would take turns leaning toward the microphone so as, you know.
So we weren't like making out while we were doing
it. Yeah, and to get the best quality sound. And so... some of those didn't make the cut for that reason and for other reasons. It's just, you know, they just weren't the kind of quality that we wanted. And of course, mm-hmm. we were growing into it. But yeah, about 6 months, man, into this adventure. And this is where we're at right now.
Yeah. And then what was like some of the early, and what were you guys listening to that you was like, hey, man, we want to do that. Like, it'd be cool to get this thing started.
Yeah. So
I would say... your big name podcasts, of course, like your Joe Rogan and stuff like that. Those are definitely big influences of ours. But I think up until now, we still use a lot of ideas from a lot of different podcasts out there, like your Art of Charm. Mm-hmm. That's your favorite. What else would you think of that we probably pull stuff from?
Oh, man, I think, you know, some of the more personal ones would be like Advices Radio with Scott McNally over there. And, Bodybuilding Nerds with Scott and BJ and all those guys. They're from the Detroit area, and Colt's actually had met them before from, I guess, attending things of that genre, the exercise nutrition. And so they've got a great thing going on out there, and they're just, you know, more and more professional as they go along. And so we get ideas from there. As far as our influence, our sphere of influence is huge when it comes to podcasting, because we do a lot of podcast reviews. And so it was a natural kind of progression for us, because we wanted to do a podcast, and we kind of started off doing some political stuff, you know, and just, you know, a discussion podcast of some kind. And we quickly got off that track, you know, because for one thing, the market's just saturated with that kind of talk. And another thing is, we didn't want to spend all our time talking about, you know, all the shit that's going on out there that is just depressing. And mm-hmm. it's the stuff that you have no control over. And it didn't enhance our lives and didn't enhance our program, you know, at all. So we got off that track, but we started reviewing the podcasts that we love and listen to so much. And so that includes, you know, podcasts or some of your bigger names, like Colt said, like Joe Rogan is probably, he's like the Mount Everest. You know, if you can reach that level of podcasting, then it's like the biggest you can get, basically. But you've got others like Sam Harris. You've got others like, who are some of the others that we listen to regularly? You've got your comedy. You get your Bill Burr. You get your Tom Segura, your Mom's House podcast. Those guys are just great. They're on there. And what I consider cutting edge as far as just being funny and ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and that's one of the things I want to make sure that we're taking too, is that we're not taking things too seriously. And so you take some of that comedy from that, or just the approach to what it is you're doing, and make it fun, you know, make sure you're having a good time with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never took myself as like a comedian, but I do like to think that I can kind of hang with some of the comedians, you know, and like, you kind of want to let them shine, but also I feel like I can keep riffing with them enough to make it entertaining and everything. So
enough back and forth.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's important. I think you do a great job at it, but it's important. You got to have a dynamic when you're sitting with someone, you know? And so if you are a plain, you're just towing the line as the interviewer or whatever,
yeah,
then you're not going to have quite that back and forth that you want. You got to kind of, incite or encourage, you know, some of the taglines, the funny stuff from them. Mm-hmm. And in that way you are, you know, you're really not just offering interview questions. You're kind of, you know, making the whole thing pop.
Right.
You know, it's kind of up to the interviewer. And that's something that we're growing into. We're still a lot newer than you know, you've been at it for years now, and we're kind of getting into this thing, especially with the interviews, which is something newer for us as well. But
even when it comes to like the podcast reviews, we've got our dynamic is like a lot of times we may not be pushing out big name podcasts. We may just type in different things into the search engine, just trying to find something that's putting out good information, because our goal is to not only put out good information, but to also give our viewpoints, whether they're the same or they're different, on this certain thing too. And we kind of riff off of that. We kind of just spiral in all different directions on these different things. But that way, you know, the audience gets not only just their point of view from that podcast, but they get differing or same opinions from us too. So we kind of like it, but it also blasts out, you know, just like we're doing right now. We're blasting you out, you're blasting us out, you know. It just gives promotion for each podcast too.
Yeah, I've done a few of these crossover type of episodes with a few other local podcasters, and they're always fun. I mean, it's just cool to see other people doing creative stuff around the neighborhood, and you know, at the you don't know, it was, maybe sometimes you don't realize, like, there's other people out there doing stuff, and then I started connecting the dots with other, you know, people, and it's been cool to kind of make this kind of a podcast network of friends around here and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about that on the way up today earlier, about how podcasting, like a lot of other things, but podcasting is a community, you know. And so you start making connections and other podcasters who are out there doing their thing, they can relate to what you're doing. You know, especially like us, we're still, you know, relatively new. And so we're a startup. And I just, you know, I've talked with and met with a couple of podcasters who are very, you know, empathetic to our, you know, what we're doing right now, you know, because they've been there. They've been a startup. And so it's just great to have that kind of community, you know, to try and weave in your own, you know, little special thing into, and that's our podcast. We want to get in on this market.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys said you just recently started doing more of the interview side of what your show is becoming, and recently had Fivefold, a friend of the show, right. And Scrub, mm-hmm. another friend of the show.
Yeah.
So let's talk about those. I mean, those are some pretty big polls already. I mean, like, for, you know, like I said, you guys are at it for only a couple months now. How are those podcasts? You guys had a pretty good time with those guys?
Oh, had a blast.
Absolutely.
Like, especially when it comes to Fivefold, those guys were just off the hook with us. You know, they were, well, for one, they played a show in Iowa the night before. So literally they were meeting us as soon as they got back on their van. We helped them unload the van.
Yeah.
So they were all, they barely got any sleep at all. They were all, you know, just out there. But we had a blast with them. There was a little bit of music talk in there, but not much. But like we talked in the other podcast, it was a lot of just getting to know them behind the scenes, and it was literally just like we were just sitting down talking and having a good time. It had nothing, you know, mm-hmm. It's not like we were interviewing them hardly at all.
Yeah. Sure. Just having a conversation with a great group of guys, you know, and of course we're always, even when you're not promoting, you know, officially, you're still promoting people, you know, just putting them out there and, mm-hmm. and allowing listeners to, you know, get to know these individuals a little more. And so just like me, you know, when I know someone, I feel like, even if it's just through a recording, when I have more knowledge of their sense of humor and you know, the way that they just approach life in general, it makes me appreciate them more as an artist, you know. And so that's kind of the approach that we take with anyone that we are interviewing. It is promotion, you know. Obviously, we want to make sure that if there's anyone out there who hasn't heard Fivefold or whoever, then we want to make sure that we spread the word, because it's definitely worth checking into. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want people that already know them, or people that, you know, just want to hear a bunch of funny stories and you know, listen to a bunch of guys sitting around making cracks about snacks and about, you know, things that happen on the road. And I mean, those guys, they have just one great story after another, you know. And Ryan Chaney usually takes over the storytelling because it's what he's great at, you know, and he's very animated and he just really gets into it. And he's got a great memory about the specifics, you know, the little, you know, the minutia that happens while something's going on. There's all these little things that make it just so much funnier.
And if he's wrong about the specifics, he's got Derek Husky there to tell him that is not how that happened.
or if he's just straight up telling a falsehood, because he does that too. For fun, you know, for the sake of a story. But he knows that someone is going to call him out, you know, specifically Derek,
right?
Because he got into this one story and just one of them was about the genesis of one of their songs, you know, and so he gets into this elaborate story with all these, you know, little minute details that you would think that, okay, this, you know, this has got to be true, right? Because he's got so many of these details out there, but then Derek calls him out and everybody has a good laugh about it. So you can tell it's just part of their dynamic. That's the way they roll. And it's very funny. And that's the stuff that you don't get just by going to see a show, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to sit down and talk with people and you understand these little interesting things about them, which make it so much fun.
Yeah, like I said, these guys have been buddies of mine for a long time, but I've done two, one with Fivefold at practice and one with Fivefold in their van or a tour bus. I did one with Matt Amelong and Matt Benny, and that one we more talked about I think we talked Lay's potato chips, biscuits and gravy, and Oreos on that one. So definitely hitting the snacks.
You're right.
And then I had one with just Matt Amelong to talk more about his producing side in the studio and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Encapsulated Studios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was cool, like, to kind of talk to these guys in various formats, you know, different, they're all doing different things also individually, but also as a group. But, and I also kind of did that with The Urge. I've spoke to all the guys except for one guy, but I spoke to the whole band as individuals. And again, with your storytelling, it's kind of fun to hear each one of them tell their kind of own perspective on some of these stories and stuff, because it might not always be exactly the same, but it's always interesting to hear their take on how something went on or whatever. But I don't know. I kind of like that element of it too, you know, like instead of having all five of them in a room at the same time sharing a story, like then they can all kind of tell their side of it. But either way, it's always fun. It's always good.
Right.
Absolutely. And there's benefits to both approaches there, because when you've got all of them in the room, then there's a lot of back and forth between them, and no, that's not the way that happened, or just, you know, laughter because they know the joke that's coming up.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like you said, when you've got someone, you know, more individualized face to face, you know, just, you know, an interviewer and an interviewee, then you get, it's just a little more personal, I guess. You know, you can kind of focus in on some of these things and kind of hone in on exactly whatever the subject matter is you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just a good time all around. Yeah. It's fun.
Sure.
Well, we mentioned also you recently sat down with Scrub.
Yes.
We did.
Who's, I don't know, guy's just killing it right now. He's been putting out some incredible videos and some great music, and he's just one of the coolest guys too. Like, man, I really didn't know a ton about him before we sat down and recorded, but I love the music, and he we've become real good friends, like, over it too. And I told the story on my show, but it was kind of crazy, like how I went to Columbia a little while back to go see Atmosphere up there at the Blue Note.
Okay.
And I said, hey, you might want to go with me, and like, I'm going to stop at Shakespeare's and get pizza before the show and all this. And Scrub's like, I'll see you there. And I kind of, you know, took it like, it was like, yeah, people say that kind of stuff.
Right.
But of course, I drive all the way to Columbia, Missouri. I walk into Shakespeare's to get, you know, stand in line to order my pizza, and somebody taps me on the arm. I look over, and it's Scrub sitting there paying for his pizza.
That's awesome.
I wasn't even, you know, I didn't even recognize him, because I wasn't even expecting to see anybody I knew. So, like, of course, I'm standing right next to him, and it was just really funny situation that, you know, we drive so far away from home and we run into people we know, and
nice.
Of course it's Scrub. So
nice.
Well, James has known Scrub, or known of Scrub, for a lot longer than I have. I actually just recently got, or James is the one that turned me on to him. And, you know, of course, as soon as I heard his music, I had to listen to all of it. And, you know, I'm a big fan now and stuff. But it was crazy to me how so down to earth he was when we went to, I mean, from the second we pulled up and he invited us in, it was like we knew him forever, you know. And he was just extremely chill, and just there was no, you know, nerves about us or him or anything the entire time. It was just hanging out in a 80s retro basement watching Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw your pictures, and I was the same. I recorded the same spot, and like, such a cool basement. But yeah, it's just, I love that. It's just totally him, you know. It's all all that personality comes through with all he's created down there. But Yeah, definitely. I think there was some, I don't know, it wasn't Pee Wee Herman when I was there, but it was something, some kind of, I don't know, like a sci-fi movie or some kind of thing going on or something. I forget now.
Yeah, but, he had some Star Wars going on too. So he had the three retro TVs here, and they had Star Wars all going on that one. And you had the TV in the corner that was playing Pee Wee's Playhouse, I guess, or Big Adventure, one of those.
Yeah.
And I think it's a gift that Scrub has, though. He's just one of those guys that he just emits cool. You know, it's just everything about him is just, he's laid back, he's go with the flow. And I'd met Scrub for the first time sometime last year at the Atomic Cowboy. He had a show there. And I didn't even know who he was then. He comes out on stage, and I talked about this during the episode. It kind of blew me away because I wasn't expecting it, for one thing. Hadn't heard of him. And he come out, and he just tore it up. I mean, he just knocked it out of the park. You know, it was good. And so it kind of stuck with me, so I started looking into him, you know. But briefly met him that night. Then I met him again briefly while I was with, you know, my boy Jordan. He was doing some work for him and had a birthday present for him. It was the George Carlin painting over there, the artwork that Scrub now has in his basement there, in his lair. And he was handing that stuff to Scrub and got to meet him then, and just one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet, you know. And so there was absolutely nothing to rack your nerves when you're sitting down with him discussing anything, because he's just welcoming, and he enhances people around him, you know, on top of the work he's doing with Ace Ha right now. Just it's good stuff. I mean, it's, as far as I'm concerned, they're putting out top quality content, you know.
Yeah,
it's just it's really good lyrically, and the music's tight. They've got great just a great persona and marketing about them. Everything they're doing right now just seems to be on point, and It's a proud thing to be able to claim St. Louis, sure, you know, man. When you get somebody like that, you can try and help people to, you know, spread that word.
Yeah, I love the Plastic Rock series that they just put out. And then, of course, they, like, shot a video for each song, and everything, like, you know, you started seeing all the arch or whatever and all the different things that are St. Louis in the backgrounds of all these videos. And it's just, you know, makes me proud that these guys are repping St. Louis, you know. And,
no doubt.
And, you know, letting people know there's more music here than just Nelly and stuff. You know, there's so much great music out of St. Louis. And they're helping, you know, put us on the map globally. And people are watching those videos all over the place. So
yeah, no doubt. And I love how they're shooting the videos down there on Cherokee Street. You know, that's one of the coolest places on earth anyway, you know, to go hang out there for a day and look at the graffiti art that's down there, and you know, go to the stores and just kind of walk around. And we got a lot of cool places in St. Louis, don't get me wrong. You got Del Mar Loop, you know, you got downtown. They all have their Washington Street, you know, is downtown. It's all kind of has its own little flair, and has ever since I was, you know, a teenager. I remember going down there. But I just love how, and I don't think anybody else is doing it right now, at least not to that level. And I can't really remember anybody that's done it as... I don't know. I'm just very, very happy with the way that Scrub is really promoting the city.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has done it as effectively as what he's doing it right now, and in such a cool manner, you know. So it's great stuff. We were very, very fortunate and very happy to get that interview with him. It's something we were talking about doing ever since we first started.
Yeah.
It's like, if we ever start doing interviews, we want to get with Scrub. And lo and behold, we reached out to him, and he was more than happy to do it, you know.
Well, that's kind of why on the other episode I asked you, you know, if you've had anybody turn you down or anything like that. And the reason I ask is just because, you know, Scrub is a pretty, you know, decently big name. And, you know, for us only be 20 episodes in, and you reach out to somebody on Facebook and, you know, as big as him, and all of a sudden he's just like, just, you know, chill as can be and just like, yeah, sure, let's set it up. You know, it's pretty nice of him, of course, but it was amazing for promotion for us too. So
yeah, I think Steve Ewing was episode 5 for me.
Wow,
nice.
And of course, a lot of that I'd already done the groundwork before I started the show. I was already friendly with Steve, so that helped. But when I invited him on, you know, having his, you know, sort of blessing, you know, be on the show and having that kind of a guest for early on, like, really helped make it legitimate, you know, like helping people realize like, oh, well, if, you know, if Steve or Scrub or whoever's doing the show, man, I'll do it, you know, so
yeah,
it always, all that's going to help for sure. So
yeah, even just internally, you know, of course it helps with promotion. If you get somebody who's a recognizable name, right, then, you know, people are more likely to listen, but just to boost your confidence,
you know,
just to think, man, we're only, for us, we're only, you know, 20 something episodes in and we get to sit down with someone that we appreciate his content so much. Same with Fivefold, same with Scott McNally of Advices Radio. We just appreciate these guys, and it's something that we're interested in so much that it is, you know, an honor to get to sit down and talk with them. And of course, you know, last but not least, Shane Pressley. You get to sit down with you right here and be a part of your Rock Paper podcast, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you guys doing this too, man, like, and having me on your show as well. And, like, again, like, you know, we said earlier, it's just fun to create this networking of friends and of podcasters too, man. It's meeting all you guys for putting a face to the name, you know, kind of
for sure,
realizing the people behind the mic and stuff. So
yeah,
well, for, I mean, for us to think about, we are trying to put out content that we enjoy, but that other people are going to enjoy. But what better to have somebody that does the exact same thing that we do to prove what we enjoy and talk about it, you know? It makes this pretty easy.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I don't think we've had an easier time, you know, podcasting than we have with you, you know, and Scrub too, for that matter, because he was very natural with the dialogue. But to have someone who also does podcasting, it just, you already kind of know the dynamic that's needed. You know, you have the approach and you have the experience, and, you know, so it just kind of makes it very natural. And so we can appreciate that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You so what do you guys feel like coming up? I mean, are you wanting to get into a lot more interviewing and stuff, or you have a couple of I mean, not to give any spoilers or whatever, but you you have some people in mind you would like to reach out to and get on the show and stuff? Continue this?
We do. I mean, we've got a lot of tentatively, we could probably honestly be filled up, because we don't do it, you know, 3 times a week, you know, we don't have that, we don't have that pace, but, you know, typically it just depends on scheduling. We might have 2 in 1 week and then we might wait 3 weeks before we get another interview. And that's at this point, you know, and that's kind of the way our show is designed right now. It's just kind of, like I said, doing things that we're interested in. And so as it comes up, then we could, you know, we could go in a different direction at any point. So you got to stay on your toes to keep up with us, right?
Right.
But we have some tentative people that we are lined up to interview, including, you know, I don't know how to say that. More music is coming down the pike, of course, because that's one of our first loves is music. Probably some more podcasters. Reaching out to some of those people and just trying to build that relationship to where they feel comfortable working with us, you know. And other people, too. You know, we like working with artists. We've got people who play sports, people who do some fighting, you know, just people who want to get out there and talk about the cool stuff they do. And we consider it all, you know, just cerebral, because we keep it on the reel, you know. We just want to highlight their personalities and help out how we can and make a good show, because that's what we like doing.
Yeah.
But in turn, we've also got, you know, I think we both feel like the foundation of our podcast is the podcast reviews, because that's where we started at, and that's where the cerebral part of the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast comes in. It's all, you know, we're trying to make people think, no matter if it's about who we're interviewing or whatever. But, you know, even between interviews, even if we don't have anything lined up our weekend or whatever, we live close enough that we can get together and, you know, put this mixer up and podcast about, you know, just listen to a couple of podcasts through the week and then just talk about them or whatever. We also do the Cerebral Sessions, we call them, which is basically our own solo deals. Nothing major, just kind of a, I do more like current event type stuff, or I'll just like listen to podcasts throughout the week and get some thoughts in my head and get on there and start talking about them and ranting and wherever it takes me. James is a little more thought provoking in his so far that he's been doing, but it's interesting. I listen to Bill Burr a lot to try to learn on how to talk into a mic like I'm talking to people, but nobody's there, which isn't the easiest thing to do.
Sure, it's not. Yeah, that's one, like, I've always, every episode we've done, either whether, you know, I had did with Chris or something, I always have somebody there, you know, sometimes just me and Chris talking back and forth, but I always have a guest, and I've never, I don't know, for me, I don't think I could do that. Like, I don't think it takes a special skill to be able to sit there and talk into a mic with nobody there, or, you know, and stuff, like, just not for me for sure. I'd get bored listening to my own stuff. I don't, you know, sometimes you don't even want to hear the own stuff you got to say. So.
It does take a special skill, and yeah. I don't have it by any means yet. Right. It's going to take a while, but I mean, you know, you got the only way to get good at something is to practice, right? Yeah. So
I was surprised at how difficult it is to do it solo. You know, you figure it was pretty natural and easy for Colt and I just you know, sit down and have a discussion.
Right.
You know, you're just sitting around, you're talking to your buddy, right? And you're talking about things that a lot of times we'd be talking about anyway. You know, we just didn't have a mic in front of us. So, hey, let's record this thing, you know, put it out there. But when you're talking to an audience per se, but in the room with you or, you know, Skype or whatever, you're talking to yourself basically. You just have an idea, and so you're trying to, you know, you're trying to frame that idea and put it out vocally, and it's a challenge, you know, but it's something we take slow. The sessions are little snippets, you know, you might get 15 minutes worth of a rant about something, or, you know, something that provokes some critical thinking, critical thought, or an homage to someone or something that we find needs to be you know, thought about and processed, and we just like to put that out there.
I definitely found, and like I said, I'm not great at it by any means yet, but I definitely found that if I type up something like bullet points that I know I want to hit on or whatever, it's a lot easier to keep my thought process going. But if I've got like our program up on the computer and I'm watching my, you know, the blurbs and stuff as I'm talking, yeah. I get nervous because there's like an empty spot there or something. And then that just throws off everything. Then I can't think about what I'm trying to say or anything. So I can't be on that screen watching myself talk, or there's no way it's going to happen. Yeah. I got to like stop and restart it over and over again. It's taken some getting used to, but like I said, you got to take practice, you know?
Yeah, sure. It was fun. We're having fun at it.
Yeah. That was this comedian, Matt Bronger. He's got a podcast called Ding Donger with Matt Bronger.
Nice.
And you know, his is just him talking for half an hour or so and talking, you know, he kind of obviously plugging his dates coming up and stuff, but he talks about his week and kind of things. And it's interesting. I just know that format wouldn't work for me sitting talking by myself with a mic. So, but yeah, I mean, if you guys can, you know, because it was working for you guys to get your thoughts out there, and I, that's cool, man. But yeah, that's just kind of it's definitely a different art form to get that out there. So
yeah,
I think I don't know. It would also be hard for me to stay as motivated by that if I was just doing it like that. Obviously, you guys doing a variety of things, but you know, having a guest also helps me keep motivated with it, you know,
for sure.
So
yeah, as that accountability and, you know, yeah, that extra little push for motivation, because you're working with somebody, so you know, sure, you kind of feel like you're responsible to get there on time and to get it done and to put out a good show and stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these sessions aren't definitely on our driving force by any means. I mean, interviews of course, right, have boosted our confidence for one, but definitely boosted our profile, I guess you could say. Yeah,
exposure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, again, you can check these guys out all over your social media. You got your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram accounts.
The mm-hmm. Cerebral Entertainment Podcast and all those. And we're also on the cepodcast.com is our website. So that is the launching pad for all of these other things. And you can get to our social media accounts via the website as well.
Yeah.
And we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube. We try to keep up with YouTube as well. That's where we first started before we actually blasted out on the RSS feed. But now YouTube takes a back seat because it takes a little bit more time.
It's a lot of work, man.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I still like to put out the content because sometimes we have good pictures that we want to go, you know, and show as well.
Sure.
And if people still use the YouTube, if they don't have to, then still like to have it available. So
yeah, I did it for a while just because it's a great search engine. It's a great platform. There's a couple of things that I like. The fact that you can't close your phone, you know, without closing the app out and stuff.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So that's what's really nice about all the other platforms is like the audio will play in the background.
Right.
But YouTube has to stay on top.
And for sure.
I was trying to do it for a bit and I was just like, man, that's a lot of work for like maybe 10 views or whatever or something. You know, I just wasn't getting any numbers there. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm forget it. Like, there's 100 other places they can listen to it.
Right.
And
Well, we started with YouTube because it was something that we could upload to easily.
Right.
And then we got into the whole...
And it's free, so...
Well, right, yeah. And then we got into the whole... we wanted to get on iTunes, so then we had to get the website made and go through all that process and all that, which was a feat in itself.
It was a grueling process for us. It really was. It took us a long time and just trying not to be too perfectionist, you know, just get it out there, you know. Colt's good about that, about giving me a little... you know, kick and say, look, just do it. You know, quit trying to make things, you know, absolutely perfect because you're not going to reach that. And so perfectionism is just another way of saying, you know, this isn't good enough, so I'm going to put it off. And so we finally just pulled the trigger on it, and we're happy with it. I think we're going in a good direction with it. So
yeah, definitely.
We're good.
Well, yeah, keep up with these guys. Subscribe to the show on your, like I said, all your iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and all those. And
for sure.
Follow along at the website. And yeah, keep an eye out for big things coming soon.
For sure.
Got some exciting guests in the works and all that, so stay tuned.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys having me out on your show and then doing my show, and I guess...
Yeah, man, honor was ours, man.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Great time.
So, yeah, I wish you guys the best of luck and the continued success with everything, and I'm excited to see where this thing goes for you.
Sounds good. So, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.